coming to you with words and teaching that will change your life forever.
All things that you will ever need in your life, they're wrapped up in the Word. Go for the Word. You need to understand this thing. And when you get a hold of it, keep saying it. Don't stop talking it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. The Bible says in the city of Ephesus, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Can you shout amen?
I'm set on the course that I must follow.
In the name of Jesus, prosperity is mine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul.
Yay! Pastor Chris, we're hearing.
This is the continuation of the message, How to Take Possession of What Belongs to You.
Hallelujah. We're talking about how to take possession of that which belongs to us, right? And we looked at a few things around faith. Now, I want to... Now, Sunday morning, we read from... Even though we continued from the service on Wednesday, previous Wednesday, and then we read from the book of Hebrews, the 11th chapter and the first verse. We talked a lot about faith. You remember? All right, I want to begin from there tonight. Hebrews, the 11th chapter and the first verse. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And we went on Sunday morning to define this and to say that it is the title deed. All right? It is the confident assurance that what you hope for is there, and the conviction of the reality of the unseen. Hallelujah. Now, so the subject here in this opening verse of the 11th chapter is faith. Okay? Now, we move on to verse 2. He says, for by it the heir has obtained a good report. So, what is he talking about when he says by it? Faith. That's the subject. So he says, for by it, by faith, the elders obtained a good report. They got a good testimony before God. They obtained a good testimony before God. By faith, the elders obtained a good report. What elders is he talking about? He's talking about the elders in the kingdom of God. He's dealing with faith. Men and women that did great things in the kingdom of God. Through the scriptures. Hallelujah. Now, I want you all to read verse 3 because that's where I want to center a few things on tonight. Read verse 3. 1, 2, go. You want to read that again? Read it again. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed. The worlds were framed by the Word of God. Through faith, we understand. Through faith, he says, we understand. Because we have been informed through the Word of God. He says, through faith, we understand that the worlds, notice the plural. Through faith, we understand that the words were framed by the Word of God, the Rhema of God. Rhema is the spoken word. It is the now word, which is the spoken word of God for the now, for a specific purpose. All right? So he says, through faith we understand that the words were framed by the Word of God so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. I want you to read that, read it for yourself. Go again. Read it for yourself. Read again. Look, he's letting us understand the power of faith. First, he defines faith to us. Then he tells us that the elders obtained a good report through faith. They got a good testimony before God. In other words, they were commended of God. Then in that third verse, he says, through faith we understand that the words were framed by the Rhema of God, by the Word of God, by the spoken Word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. In other words, what you see didn't come from something that already existed. But see, there are some key things there that I want to bring out tonight. I want us to look at that verse again. Through faith, we understand that the words. I told you to notice the plural. The words were framed. Two things. Often in the New Testament, which you remember was translated into the English from the Greek version. So all the words in the New Testament we got from the Greek version. Okay? And all the ones from the Old Testament that we use were translated to us from the Hebrew language. Now, he says, through faith we understand that the words were framed by the Word of God. In the New Testament, there are two words that are mostly used for the world. One is cosmos. And cosmos refers to the arrangement of things, the world, the physical place. So when you deal with the cosmos, you're dealing with the place. You get it? The world as it is, the place, whether it is beautiful or whatever it is, the world. Sometimes it is used to include the people. So it's the world of things and people. You get it? The world. The other, so many times, you know, the earth, cosmos, okay? The other word that is translated world is aeon. A-I-O-N. Aeon. Aeon really means age or period or course. These are synonyms. But I'll give you some definitions that I've written down for you that will help you understand this better so you can write them down, okay? So this time in the third verse of Hebrews chapter 11, he says, through faith we understand that the aeons, okay, not the cosmos, but the aeons, I put S there, okay, in the Greek it wouldn't be S. You get it? Because it says worlds. All right. But I'm trying to get you to understand he's talking about worlds. So that the aeons were framed by the word of God. Now, another important word there is the word framed. Many times what we read into it is that, like you have in some newer versions, that the words were made, you know, by the word of God. It's misleading. The scripture didn't intend to give you the idea that it was made, you see, brought into being. No, in the Greek language, instead of using the word that was used there, they would use ginomai. Ginomai means to bring into being, to make. All right? But this time, he doesn't use ginomai. It says karatizo. Karatizo means effectively, means to repair, adjust, mend, restore, frame. And so they picked that word frame, which is one of those several synonyms of katatizo. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
For prayer and counseling, or to share your testimony with us, please call 0902-969-2794 or participate in our online church at www.cebeninzone1.org on Sundays, Wednesdays, and Fridays.
Or send an email to lwrtransmissions@gmail.com. God bless you.